on mic.
Morning.
大家早安.
It's always a joy to be with you guys.
And so a
little background. The reason why we're looking at Matthew chapter
9.
Is because this morning service we actually were continuing in our series through Sermon on the Mount. But I wasn't preaching today, this morning, so I didn't want to preach the same, prepare the same message as the previous speaker.
但是因为今天我们早上还有一堂，所以我不想跟前面那堂讲的信息一样。
And so I wanted to kind of change things up, and this is a text that actually follows the Sermon on the Mount.
但今天我们讲的经文其实在延续了登山宝训的系列。
And the thing about it is, it's a text that I've been reading with a bunch of our college students. In a group called the Smithy.
我是跟一群大学生的团契一起来研读这段经文的。
And so the reason I chose this text is partially because this text was very, very interesting. It's a very cool read.
这段经文非常的有趣。
And I think a question in it, it makes us think about is after everything we learn in the Sermon on the Mount, you have to ask, what does it look like to live out this radical teaching of Jesus Christ?
当我们读完登山宝训，我们的问题或许是我们怎样能够活出新生的样式。
And I just wanted to offer you a glimpse today into a text that comes a few chapters after the Sermon on the Mount and what Jesus continues to teach us.
所以今天我们的经文选自登山宝训之后的一段经文，这是耶稣继续的在教导我们。
So I just want to kind of start us with a little quick thought. I was reading the text, and if you read the very first words in Matthew chapter 9, verse 9.
当我一开始读到马太福音第九章第九节,
it says, as Jesus passed on from there. I think you can go to, I don't know if, did my slide have that? I don't know, just checking.
这节经文一开始讲到耶稣从那里往前走。
He walks by, so he's walking by, and it makes you ask this question.
他经过的时候有这样一个问题。
What are the opportunities that we have to share our faith with other people?
这个问题就是当我们如何跟我们身边的人分享。
And I just think it's interesting because Jesus is just walking by in his hometown and he happens to see, he runs into some people.
这不仅是耶稣经过那里然后遇到了一些人。
And I think it makes us ask the question, how can we share our faith with other people?
今天的问题是我们如何与我们身边的人分享我们的信仰。
When you're at work, you're at school, or you're at the gym, or supermarket, where are the times when you walk by?
当你在你的工作、学校、健身房、超市这样的场合，你如何与你身边的人分享信仰？
And that's just a quick thought, but what happens is Jesus today eats with people that are not acceptable to some people.
但今天我们看到耶稣做的事情，他是与那些不被接纳的人一同坐席。
So it's about food and hanging out with people.
所以他在跟大家一起坐席吃饭，一起聊天。
And I think that's a really cool, you know, I like food. And if you look at my Instagram, I'm always about food and people.
你如果关注我的Instagram，你也会发现我也总是跟人在一起吃饭。
But I think you have to ask, why does Jesus, and why is does he want to eat with these people that seems to challenge everything his people, the people that are around him, see?
所以为什么耶稣要这样做，与这些不被接纳的人一起坐席？这其实挑战了他当时的社会文化。
The reason I chose the text from 9, verses 9 to 17 is when you read through the whole text, what you see at the very end is Jesus gives us a very interesting illustration about clothing and wineskins.
在这段经文的最后，我们看到耶稣用了新衣服、旧衣服、新酒带、新皮带、旧皮带的比喻来说明这个问题。He's
saying, with an old garment, you don't put a new patch on it.
他在这段经文说到，你在新衣服上，在旧衣服上不会打一个新的布布。And
on the other side, he says, look, when you have an old wineskin, you don't put new wine into it.
你有一个旧皮带，但你不会把新酒装在里面。And
I think what Jesus is saying here, very simply, is that I'm bringing something very new.
所以耶稣在这里讲的是，他带来了一些新的改变。
It will not fit. It will not accommodate by using your old way of thinking to fit this.
你过去的一些想法思维方式在这里不再适用了。
It will require you to think a little bit different.
它需要你有一个有一种新的视角。
And so really today, you have to ask that question. Why does Jesus say this? What does that look like to be a new wineskin? To be a person that is to receive something that's very new, very different.
所以今天我们来思想这里耶稣到底说的是什么？什么是新布？什么是新的皮带？
And I think the last time I shared with you guys was at the end of, I think it was a few weeks ago, but I think at the end of January, I also, end of February, or end of December, I also shared with you guys about walking in newness of life.
我记得在12月份的时候，我也与大家分享过一举一动有新生的样式。
And I said that for the new year, we are to walk a new life, right?
关于我们如何在新的一年能够活出新的样式。
And I think today, again, we're going to revisit that. What does that look like to live out that life?
今天我们也会重新来讲到这个主题，就是我们要怎么样活出新生的样式。
So today I'll give you 4 points to share, think about.
今天我的信息主要有4点。
And the first one will be, it's about call. It's about calling.
第一点是呼召。
And the second one, then it's about connection.
第二点是连结。
And then the third one is about the idea of compassion.
第三点是怜悯。
And lastly, then, commission.
第四点使命。
Okay, so those are the 4 points. I'm giving it to you early so you guys can follow with the thought process, okay? So let's go to call.
所以第一点我们来讲呼召。
Actually, before I go to call, let's pray.
在这之前我们一起来祷告。
And I was going to write it in, but somehow this week when I was putting the thing together, I forgot to write I always write prayer, really important for me, but for some reason I missed it today because this is my first draft. So, but yeah, let me pray for us.
我们一起来祷告。
Father God.
亲爱的天父。
Thank you so much for this morning.
我们为这个早上向你献上感谢。
Thank you for this opportunity to gather as a big family to worship you today.
感谢你让我们在这里成为一家人能够来一起敬拜你。
We thank you, Father, that you are the God that is good.
主啊，你是纯全良善的。
You're faithful.
你是信实的。
And you're the one that calls us.
你是呼召我们的主。
Especially in this week, I want to first lift up just our community to you, especially the people in Montecito.
这周我们尤其要为这个 Montecito 地区的社区来祷告。
We pray for the families that have lost loved ones.
为那些失去家人至亲的家庭来祷告。
We pray for those that are first responders and those that are caring and help, trying to help right now to resolve all the things that's going on there.
也要为那些在那里工作救援的人们祷告。
And we just want to pray for our community that as we've gone through a fire and as we've gone through a mudslide, that in this time, that we would continue to look to you and to rely on you and to lean on you.
我们这个社群最近经历了火灾还有泥石流等这些灾害，我们真的是持续的要来仰望你。
I pray that today's message would be an encouragement and challenge to us in how we are called to go out and love people.
我们祷告今天的信息可以成为众人的鼓、众人的勉励、众人的一个提醒。
So by your Spirit, come show us what your word has to say.
求你的圣灵能够来启示我们，来理解你的话语。
May your spirit move powerfully.
也愿你的圣灵大能的运行在我们中间。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
祷告奉耶稣的名。
Amen. Amen. So, calling.
呼召。
Okay. I think that any time in our lives, what has often led us to change our lives or to move in a new direction is because of calling.
我相信我们人生当中，当我们开始走一个新的方向，或者接受一些新的事物的时候，都是开始于一个呼召。
Now, I'm not always, it's not perfectly cover everything, but I think when you look at Matthew's story today, what happens to Matthew, this tax collector, is when Jesus comes by, walks by, he calls Matthew, and this calling radically transforms Matthew's life.
我们无法列举全部的例子，但是今天我们仅仅来看这个税吏马太，当耶稣经过他的时候，他呼召了马太，马太就跟随他。
And I want you to notice what book we are in.
所以尤其我们要注意，这是哪一卷福音书呢
？We're in Matthew.
这就是马太福音。
And you know, some people have said this perhaps is the book Matthew wrote.
这也许就是马太本人写的福音书。
And so you have to ask the question: Why would Matthew all of a sudden drop everything he knows to follow Jesus based on just these very few words?
所以为什么马太立刻舍下了一切就来跟随耶稣呢？
Jesus, all he says is, follow me.
耶稣说的只是你跟从我来。
And you have to ask the question, then, why do we follow Jesus?
所以我们问自己，我们为什么跟随耶稣？
How does our life change? Why does our life change?
我们的人生是怎么样改变的？我们为什么改变？
And I just want to point out, often it starts with some sort of calling in our lives.
这往往是从一个呼召开始的。
For example, you get a phone call from the doctor that could be good or bad, right?
就像你接到一通来自医生的电话，它可能是好消息或者坏消息。
A job, often, sometimes a phone call starts the process to change your life.
一个工作的机会，也许来自于一通电话。
But often, sometimes, even when something happens in your family, good news or bad news, it's often not by person, sometimes it's by the phone, right? We get a call, right?
你的家庭的消息很多也是一通电话告知你的。
And I think every Christian, in order to become a Christian,In some way, we've been called by God.
所以我们每一个基督徒也是收到了上帝这样的呼召。
And we know this text, we know this because in Romans 8:28, Paul says these words.
在罗马书八章二十八节，使徒保罗这样说。
He says, "We know that for those who love God, all things work together for good."
他说，我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
But for those who are called according to His purpose.
就是按他旨意被召的人。
It's interesting because we focus on the first part that God works together for His good.
我们往往会关注这个前半节是说，神让万事效力，让爱神的人得益处。
But we forget that Christians have been called according to God's purpose.
但我们忽略了，我们基督徒是按他的旨意被召的人。
It's God's plan that's working.
这是上帝的旨意在实现。
You see, Matthew.Was before in his life a tax collector.
所以在这之前，马太只是一个税吏。
This is considered by that at that time a traitorous job. It's a job of a person that would be hated by his own people because seemed like he was betraying his country.
因为在当时，他做这份工作，是被众人所憎恶的，因为他背叛了自己的民族。
When you look at the old history, Jewish history, you'll say a tax collector doesn't even have.The power to be a witness in a crime. He doesn't even have the value. His word is not even considered valuable. It's not trusted.
在当时，一个税吏甚至是无法为一个刑事案件去做见证的，因为他没有这个公信力。
Because what the tax collector did was collect money on behalf of the Roman government.
因为税吏的工作就是代表罗马政府向罗马人向犹太人收税。
So to the Jewish people, it was like you're betraying your own people.
所以犹太人看他们就是一群背叛自己民族的人。
And what you see here is Matthew, with this one call, drops everything to follow Jesus.
但是耶稣只用这么一次呼召，就让马太舍下一切来跟随他。
And I think here what it shows us is Jesus' very own word is so effective.
这里我们看到是神，耶稣他自己的话语如此大有果效。
But I want to point out that not all our calls are the same.
当然我们重要的是我们每一个人被呼召的方式都不尽相同。
Everyone's call to know Jesus may not be as quick as Matthew's here.
也许每一个人所蒙的呼召都 不是都像马太这样如此的迅速。
And I'll give you a few examples.
我可以举几个例子。
When you look at the Gospel of John, the very beginning, the first four or five chapters.
当我们看约翰福音的头四五章。
If you look at the Gospel of John, next slide. The first story is Philip.
第一个例子是腓力。
He's one of the fishermen.
他是渔夫。
And basically, Jesus just does the same thing like Matthew. Just follow me. And he gets called and he follows Jesus. Drops everything, drops his fishing, he starts following him.
耶稣呼召他跟呼召马太差不多，只是说了一句跟从我，他就舍下一切。
Soon after, another disciple follows Jesus.
但是之后有第二章有另外一个门徒蒙了呼召。
Nathaniel.
拿但业。
At first he's hesitant, but then Jesus shares basically what he was doing in his private moment in prayer.
一开始拿但业还有所犹豫，但是耶稣已经点破了他之前的一个祷告的情形。
And then you get to Nicodemus.
我们再看尼哥底母。
And he's an educator. He's one of the highest, the best, brightest minds of his time, his people.Leader.
他是一个有学问的人，他在当时是一个宗教的领袖。
And that's chapter 3, and basically what Jesus says is you must be born again.
在第三章，耶稣告诉他人必须重生。
And you see, that's a calling for Nicodemus that he at first doesn't seem to get.
所以这就是尼哥底母所受到的呼召。
And then you get to chapter 4, and it's the woman at the well.
第四章，约翰福音第四章，我们看到这个水井边的妇人。
She was a societal outcast. She just went to get water at 12 at noon, which is the most loneliest time. And right then, somehow, Jesus changes her life by calling her to know him.
这个人他被他的社群排斥在外，他大中午的时候出来一个人打水，但是耶稣呼召他，让他明白了耶稣是谁。
And I think we all come to Jesus Christ very differently.
所以我相信我们每一个人来到主耶稣面前都是通过各种各样的路径。
And I'll give you an illustration, an example to help you understand this.
我再举一个例子。
So something I really, really love this verse. I don't know if I posted it up. Maybe I did. I don't think I did. But John 1:17.
在约翰福音一章十七节。
I'll turn to it real quick and I'll read it to you. Sorry, it's like the last second. But you can kind of improvise it. 对不起，我这个新圣经 so it's hard to find. I know where everything is. Well, most stuff is. It's just harder to find because it's sticky. John 1:17. Oh yeah, there it is. Okay, so it says in John 1:17, it says, The law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ.
一章十七节说，律法本是借着摩西传的，恩典和真理都是由耶稣基督来的。
And so when I look at calling, I think of it as if Jesus exemplifies both grace and truth.
所以我们在这里看，恩典和真理都是由耶稣来的。
Then I think every Christian, when we come to Christ, we in some sense resonate with a certain amount of grace and certain amount of truth.
所以我们每一个人来到耶稣面前的时候，都是在恩典和真理上都有这样就这样一部分的感动。
And you've known this. Like some people, you talk to them about everything about Jesus, all the theological arguments, the philosophy, and you just give them a hug, and they just want to know Jesus. Right? Little grace, but a lot of truth, and they'll come to Christ.
所以有的时候你跟别人讲了半天的神学道理，讲了很多真理，但你可能拥抱他一下，最后他就跟随主了。这就是恩典和真理的一个混搭。
And I've met others where you spend so much time with them, you love them, you walk with them, and then you just tell them the gospel once, and they're just like, I want to know Jesus.
当然也有的人，你花了很多时间去关爱他，很多时间来与他相处，但最后你只跟他提了一次。提了一点福音的真理，然后他就相信了。
And I think everybody has a certain amount of chemical composition of each that creates a catalytic reaction that brings you to Christ.
所以我相信每一个人都有各种像化学物质的混合的比例一样，需要有一点催化剂，他就反应了。
Everyone, there's a certain amount they need of each.
所以每一个人在恩典和真理上都需要有他的领受。
And I think that when you become a Christian,That might happen in your life just by hearing the gospel, right?
所以当你你成为基督徒，当然你需要听到这个福音。
But I think for it to become something that is personal in your life,
但它真正要成为你个人的一部分
then you can no longer just see Jesus as someone you understand or know. It has to become an absolute thing in your heart.
所以它意味着你必须把它放在你心里一个绝对的核心的位置。
So let's be real.
所以讲认真的说。
There are perhaps quite maybe a few of us here. I'm not this is not a judgment. This is saying we come to church.
所以也许我们当中有的人来到教会。
We believe Jesus is important.
我们相信耶稣非常的重要。
And he's a big part of our lives.
他是我们人生中的一大部分。
And I think that's a good place to be because you know Jesus.
这是不错的，因为你认识耶稣。
But,To be called and to know Jesus is to have him as the middle, the center, the most important thing in your heart.
但是真正的认识耶稣，真正的跟随耶稣，意味着你要把它放在你生命中最中心的位置。
And from that overflow, that knowledge, that personal relationship, it affects all that you do. Everything you decide to do, everything you want to consider revolves around the need to honor and worship Jesus first.
只有建立了这样的一种关系，你才能够 真正的改变你生活的方方面面，因为你做的每一个决定，你都是把神、把耶稣放在首要的位置。
And what I want you to see, okay, so I'll share personally first. For me, that moment wasn't when I first came to Christ, because I was coming to church and all this stuff was really good, but it was actually when I was reading the Sermon on the Mount.
所以比如说我自己信主的时候，最早打动我的经文就是登山宝训。
And I was reading a book by Dr. Martin Lloyd-Jones called The Studies on the Sermon on the Mount.
我当时在读一本书，是中马田牧师的《活像基督登山宝训释义》。
And it was in that book that I could not just see Jesus as a part of my life, and that being a Christian was just enough to obey his commands. It was to love him and to make him everything in my life.
所以我意识到跟随耶稣不只是说来遵守他的一些诫命，而是说让他成为你生命的所有。
And to make it more personal, you know the Starbucks at Camino Real?
再说一个个人的例子，你们知道 Camino Real 那里的星巴克吗？
So that was where I read most of this book.
在那里我读完了这本书的一大部分。
And that was those were the times when I remember the Sermon on the Mount really spoke to me about being a Christian.
在那里我通过那本书我真正的意识到了做一个基督徒意味着什么。
And I think when you look at the story that we're reading today, what happens to Matthew is that you know he's changed because it's how he responds to following Jesus.
在今天这个故事里面，我们知道马太他真正的被改变了，因为他是以这样的一种方式来回应耶稣的呼召。
Because in verse, very much in verse 10, when you read verse 10,
我们来看第十节。
It says Jesus is reclining at his house, eating with tax collectors and sinners.
我们看到耶稣到了他的家里，跟那些税吏、跟那些罪人一起坐席。
And the reason I point this out to you,
我想指出的是
，because Matthew took Jesus home for dinner.
马太把耶稣带回他家里吃饭。
And I want you to understand at that time, those people, fellowship and dinner was very personal.It was the personal, the center part of your life.
其实在当时一起坐席吃饭，是其实非常私人的一件事情，它是你个人生活的一个核心部分。
Who you bring home, who you eat with, says a lot about you.
你把谁带回家，你跟谁一起坐席吃饭，是一件很大的事。
This is what Matthew does. Is he invites Jesus to be a part of his own life, in the very heart of his home, the dinner, the meal.
我们看到马太立即就把耶稣领进他的家里一起坐席。
So I think when you are called to know Jesus, when you're truly called, you invite him to have fellowship with you personally in the center of your heart.
所以当你真正的成为一个基督徒的时候，你会邀请他来到你内心。最中间的部分，让它成为你的生命的中心。
Okay, good. That's just calling. That was the first point. But don't worry, it goes faster. Well, the second point is a little long, but then the third, fourth are quick. Okay.
所以这是第一点呼召，第二点有点长，但第三、第四点很快。
Without calling, I can't go to the next one.
所以核心就引到下呼召就引到这个下面这一点。
Because in order to have connection or relationship, you need to have a call. But once you have a call, right?Then we have to kind of see how does that work then to bring it together.
所以当我们领受了这个呼召，我们就会看到，它是怎么样把你跟耶稣连接在一起的。
And especially in today's text, how we're going to look at connection is through the idea of cleanliness versus uncleanliness.
今天我们看到这个连接的例子，它是跟这个洁净和不洁净有关的。
Because and I'll share personally, you know, when I had cancer, and you, first of all, you know me, I'm a big guy, so I like to hug people. If you know me for years, I shake hands, I hug people.
如果你认识我，你知道我这个块头很大，我也很喜欢跟大家有拥抱握手。
But when I had cancer, one of the things they said you could not do is touch people or get in contact with people.
但我在治疗癌症的时候，我就不可以跟大家握手，有肢体的接触。
So something that makes me really happy, I couldn't do.
所以这是我非常喜欢做的一件事情，但是我当时不能这样做。
Because contact with humans could potentially lead to my illness, which could lead to my death.
因为肢体接触可能会给我带来致命的危险。
And I think that's true for any of us, right? When we contact with anybody, for example, I know Shen is a little sick today. If we got in contact with Shen, there's a potential for us to get his illness or get sick, right?
所以在生活中也是一样，我们比如说宣扬今天感冒了，我们跟他接触就有这个也得流感的危险。
And I want you to see that in the previous verse we looked at, there's verse 11, it says, when the Pharisees saw that Jesus was eating with the disciples,
在九章十一节我们看到法利赛人看见耶稣和税吏罪人在一起的时候。
When he was eating with the tax collectors, they say this, they go, why does your teacher eat with the tax collectors and sinners?
他们就对耶稣的门徒说，你们的先生为什么和税吏并罪人一同吃饭呢？
And you have to understand, they're not saying something unreasonable.
你要理解他们法利赛人这么说不无道理。
Because they were afraid to come in contact with something that was unclean.
因为他们非常害怕跟不洁净的东西发生接触。
Because these people, the tax collectors, sinners, were considered morally unclean.
因为这些法利赛人认为自己在道德上也是洁净的。
And their danger is, they said, if you're next to me, it might rub off on us, the bad stuff.
所以他们认为他如果跟你发生接触，可能在属灵上也会有损于他。
And I think when we look at this text, we think, oh, these Pharisees, they're so religious, they're so judgmental, they're so bad.
所以你读到这段时候，你也许觉得哇，这些法利赛人真的，非常的死板，也非常的，非常的不随和。他们拒斥这些人。
But I think I like to give them a nickname. Lately, I read a commentary and it really was really interesting. The commentator says the Pharisees. He likes to call them the serious.
但是有的评论家就说，你可以把这些法利赛人。理解为那些严肃的人。
Because they were serious about honoring God's word.
因为他们对于他们非常严肃认真的去维护神的话。
And they were serious about others around them doing so too.
他们也非常严肃的去敦促别人去这样行。
And I think what the Pharisees understood, which is kind of true, is who you hang out with can potentially affect you in a negative, in an unhealthy way.
所以法利赛人的理解就是跟你玩在一起的人真的会影响你。
And I think Asian people, we know this too. Our parents tell us, don't hang out with that person. Don't hang out with that group of people. Has that ever happened?
我们这些亚洲孩子也有这样的经历。你的父母告诉你不要去跟这个人玩，不要去跟那个人。
He's not a good student.
他不是一个好学生。
If your parents are really messed up, sometimes they'll be like, 他没有钱。
或者你的父母很不太好说，这个人很穷，你不要跟他。
But what I'm saying is,we even understand this a little bit, that who we hang out with might affect us in certain ways, might rub off negatively.
所以我们自己也有这样的理解，如果我们跟谁在一起玩，我们就会被他影响，会受到他一些不好的影响。
But societally today, often we think, you know what, it doesn't really matter who you hang out with.
但是另外一种可能性是说，你可能不会被他影响到。
And our society often says, look, you're responsible for you.
我们的社会在教导你，你仅仅为你个人负责。
And your choices determine who you become.
所以是你个人的选择决定了你成为什么样的人。
But I think that argument is bad because it underestimates the power of relationship and community.
但这其实并不是一个非常好的一种观念，因为它其实低估了这个社群对我们的影响。
Some of our best memories, some of our most healthiest experiences of life and friendship often are around food, around community.
我们生命中最快乐的回忆，最个人的一些经历，也许都是在吃饭的时候发生的。
And I actually really do think you become like the people you eat with the most.
你也会跟你经常一起吃饭的人越来越相近。
Some of my best memories are every other Sunday, every few Sundays, are Resound Side, Uncle Steve and Auntie Paula host dinner at their house.
所以我个人最好的一些回忆，比如说Uncle Steve 他们家每周日会组织晚餐。
I remember when it started, it was just my friend Dean and I. We were bored and we didn't have nowhere to go for dinner.And we really like Auntie Paula's food, so we figured we'd just hang out with them until they invite us to dinner.
我跟我的朋友一开始只是说我们也没有地方去，没有人可以玩，所以我们就去Steven 家一起吃饭。
On a weekly basis, there's probably 15 to 20 people there now.
所以每周大概有15到20个人在那里一起吃饭。
And that's a very important time for our fellowship, our community.
但那是非常重要的跟大家一起交流团契的时光。
But I think when our church friends get together, have dinner, or like when we have lunch, some of us here have lunch together, those are really fun experiences and great times for us.
当我们中那些人，我们也会一起吃午饭，那也是非常美好的回忆。
Yeah, so for some of us here, even personally, like having dinner with you guys and like the Black Chicken crew, it's been fun. We have a lot of fun together, you know?
比如说我们有乌鸡小分队。
Yeah. And these times, these relationships, they're created by this connection.
所以这样的团契建立了我们之间的连结。
And you understand the Pharisees here, they understood that the law, what it did was to protect them. It was meant to keep them pure in their focus, not to lose sight of who God was and worshiping God.
所以在这里，这些严肃的法利赛人，他们是按照律法，然后非常严格，他跟谁吃饭，不跟谁吃饭。
It had been the way the Jewish people had kept their faith focused, because even when they're getting conquered, they never lost sight of God.
所以一个优点是犹太人他们保持了自己的独特性，他们不会，即便他们被掳掠的时候，他们也不会轻易的被异教影响。
But I want to remind you again, but Jesus comes today and he says, look, you cannot put a new patch on an old garment. You can't put new wine into an old wine container.
这里耶稣教导你，你不可以把一个新的布补在旧的衣服上，不可以把新的酒装在旧的皮袋里面。
It's kind of a direct shot at the serious here in saying, look, the way you're thinking, it's no longer the only way to do it. There's a new way that I'm bringing to you.
这对这些非常严肃的法利赛人是一种震撼，因为他在提醒他们事情并不总是你们所认为的那样。
And what he says in verse 12 is very powerful.
在这里耶稣在九章十二节，耶稣的信息非常的强有力量。
He says, those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick.
他说康健的人用不着医生，有病的人才用得着。
He says, look, who needs the help? If I'm a doctor, does the healthy need help or the sick people need help?
所以他提醒人们到底是谁需要帮助呢？是那些康健的人还是生病的人？
And he says, look, my actions are not as questionable or out of your understanding as you think it is.
所以我的所作所为并不像你们所想的那样离经叛道。
And I think here there's a little bit of a tie to the idea that the sickness that we carry is not just a physical sickness, it's something deeper and darker.
所以他在这里讲的这个有病并不是一种生理上的病，而是一些更深沉的东西。
And what I want to invite you to think about today is that he is challenging us to see that there's something that is in us that creates this darkness, this proudness, this anger, this animosity towards people that treats others differently. And what I would say that is sin.
所以他在这里讲的病就是罪，就是我们当中的一些骄傲，我们排斥一些人，我们的一些敌意。
And I think we all need a doctor for that.
所以我们每个人都需要一个这样灵魂的医生。
But I'm gonna take you a little bit, this is something I learned this last week when I was reading this text. I really like this. I think this is going to go a little deeper in this text.
所以在过去一周我读到这样一段话。
And it's this idea of dirtiness versus cleanliness.
它是关于洁净和不洁净。
If you are a doctor and you want to help people,
如果你是医生你想去救治别人。
What is the risk you put yourself at if they're really sick?
你要承担的风险是什么？
If they're highly contagious, what is the risk?
就是你去治疗一个非常有传染性的疾病，这个它的危险在哪里？
Your highest potential is you might get the disease too, and you might die from it.
所以你很有可能自己也染上这个病，自己也得这个病死掉。
And I think that's why the Pharisees are so afraid. If I get in contact, it really could hurt me. It could cause me to have a bad relationship with God.
这也是为什么法利赛人如此的惧怕，他们觉得跟这些人接触他们自己也会被沾染，他们会被上帝与上帝隔绝。
But here's the thing: when you read the previous chapter of Matthew 8, which you didn't do, which is okay, what happens is what you see in the story is Jesus after the Sermon on the Mount. He says, "I'm getting closer to you." Every story in chapter 8 almost is always Jesus getting closer and closer to the people he's healing and working with. It's really cool. You should read it. It's really cool.
所以你们去读马太福音的第九章之前的一些经文，我们看到在登山宝训之后，耶稣所做的就是越来越就近这些 这些罪人。
But let's take a look real quickly at five verses in chapter 8.
我们很快的来看马太福音第八章的几节经文。
Because in chapter 8, what happens is, Jesus, this is what happens right after Sermon on the Mount. He says, when he came down from the mountain, great crowds followed him, and behold, a leper came to him and knelt before him, saying, Lord, if you will, you can make me clean. And Jesus stretched out his hand, he touched him, and he said, I will be clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. And Jesus said to him, see that you say nothing to anyone, but go show yourself to the priests, offer the gift that Moses commanded for a proof to them.
在马太福音八章一到四节，耶稣下了山，有许多人跟着他。有一个长大麻风的来拜他，说，主若肯，必能叫我洁净了。耶稣伸手摸他说，我肯，你洁净了吧。他的大麻风立刻就洁净了。耶稣对他说，你切不可告诉人，只要去把身体给祭司查看。献上摩西所吩咐的礼物，对众人做证据。
And here, what I want you to see is the leper is a person with a physical disease that has made him become an outcast to his people.
所以我们看到大麻风是一个身体的疾病，但是它让得这个病的人成为了他们社会的一个弃儿。
That person was not allowed contact anywhere close to the rest of the community.
长大麻风的人不可以跟他身边的人有任何的接触。
To walk into a space with people, he would have to announce his presence by saying, I'm unclean.
当他走过人群的时候，他必须大声的提醒，我是不洁净的。
And what I want you to see is this person somehow illegally gets close to Jesus. He's so desperate. He gets close to Jesus, willing to risk everything. He could get killed for this.
所以我们看到这个长大麻风的人，他其实是破坏了规矩，他冒着他如此的绝望，以至于他冒着这个风险来到耶稣面前拜他。
And he's so desperate. You got to think how desperate he is that he knows that what he's doing is not only illegal, he basically is potentially contagious to the people around him.
所以他是有高度的传染性的，但是他是如此的绝望。
He says, Lord, if you will, make me clean.
他说主若肯必能叫我洁净了。
He's saying, Jesus, if you want it, it could happen. You could just speak it, let it happen.
所以他在说耶稣如果你愿意的话如果你肯的话你只要说句话这个事就成就了。
In verse 3 is so powerful because what does he do?
我们看到第三节耶稣做的事情大有能力。
He doesn't just say, I will be clean.
耶稣不仅只是说你洁净了。
He stretches his hand out. It says specifically, he reaches out to him and he touches him.
耶稣伸出手来摸着他说。
And what I'm trying to say to you guys today is, he was willing to touch what is unclean.
所以耶稣他是愿意去触摸这些不洁净的东西。
And I want to take you to the next point is the idea that historically, when clean comes in contact with the dirty, the clean becomes dirty.
所以按照经验，我们通常洁净的和不洁净的放在一起，洁净的也变不洁净了。
But with Jesus, he says, "Look, when it's with me, it's different now."
但是耶稣说，在我这里，不是这样的。
When I, the clean, come in contact with the unclean, it becomes clean.
我是洁净的，当我接触不洁净的时候，那不洁净的变为洁净。
Because in me, nothing becomes impure.
因为在我里面没有什么能变不洁净。
Anything I touch, anything I make connection with, anything I have relationship with, I purify.
那一切与我发生关联、连接的，我可以让它洁净。
And I want you to think about that. No matter how imperfect, how foul, and how sinful you have been in the past, how embarrassed you don't want to tell anybody here,He can make you clean.
所以我们要想的是无论你是什么样的人无论你是多么的罪孽深重你是多么的为自己感到羞耻但是耶稣可以让你成为洁净。
I don't care your history. I don't know what your history is. But you know how ashamed you are before God because of your own sins. He says, I wash that away.
无论你过去是怎么样的人无论你做过什么但是当你来到耶稣面前神他对你说我可以让你洁净。
I make you whole.
我让你使你完全。
My holiness, my wholeness transforms you.
我的圣洁能够改变你。
You got to understand, it breaks the pattern of nature, right? Pollution no longer has power over creation.
这我们要知道，这个其实真的是，改变了一个自然的规律，就是洁净的跟不洁净的放在一起，都会变为不洁净。
And I think this is how the Christian, when we have been connected to God, we change the world.
这也是我们基督徒与上帝连接之后来改变世界的方式。
Because when we come in contact with the unclean, as clean with Christ, we make others clean.
所以当我们有跟上帝的连接，我们就可以改变我们的世界，让它成为洁净的。
Now, I'm not saying you have the power by yourself.
我不是说你自己有这样的能力。
It's because of Christ.
因为耶稣基督。
And I think the way the world often sees God, he says, look, I have to clean myself, God. I got to clean myself before I can come to you to worship you because I don't deserve to come before you.
我们常常有这样的观念，我觉得我必须洁净我自己，我必须，我只有这样，我才配得，来敬拜神。
And another thing we think is, you know what? Not only do I have to be pure to purify myself, I have to stay away from anything that makes me unclean. Because if I touch that, I might get worse.
所以我们自己想的是，我们自己必须远离那些不洁净的东西，免得自己被污染。
And what God says is this: Look, in me, I have come to you. I know you can't do it alone. I've come, and I come into this darkness. I've come into this darkness, and I bring a light.I bring a cleansing that you cannot stop. That will reverse everything.
但是主耶稣来说，你不可能靠自己变得良善，变得洁净。你要靠着我，我来是为了来洁净这个世界。
I won't stay away. I will make you clean.
我不会坐视不管的，我会来洁净你。
And you are no longer separated from God.
你也不会再与神隔绝。
Okay, so the idea today, I said is, first of all, you can't come to God without a calling, a deeper calling. And then the second thing I'm saying is, but there's a connection that happens.
所以我今天所讲的，首先你是得到一个生命的深层的一个呼召，然后你与上帝建立这样的连结，成为洁净。
But then how will you live?
但是之后你当如何去行呢？
How will you live? And that's the third point, the idea in verse 13.
所以下面一点就是第三点在第九章的第十三节。
Because what Jesus says in verse 13 is even more powerful. He says, go and learn what this means. I desire mercy, not sacrifice.
九章十三节说，经上说我喜爱连续，不喜爱祭祀。这句话的意思你们且去揣摩。
You see, of course we know, what does that mean? We're going, sacrifice we know is part of the law. It's part of the Jewish tradition to make a sacrifice.To honor God and to purify yourself.
我们知道这个这里讲的祭祀就是犹太人所遵守的一个献祭制度，来洁净自己。
What Jesus says is, don't look at the rules, look at the heart of it.
所以耶稣说不要去看那些仪文，而去要注重它的核心。
Look at the mercy.
看看这里面的这个精义，就是连续。
And what I would say to you is this: when you look at sacrifice, what is sacrifice? Let's shoot it up real quick.
所以我们来想思想什么是献祭。
Sacrifice is the law. It's this idea of sacrificial system. But next one.
献祭它是一套律法。
But what sacrifice is it's an act of the mind, right? You have to make a commitment to do it.
所以献祭是出于你的思想意志，你决心要这样做。
And when you sacrifice something, it sets you apart. It makes you holy and separate.
它使你与别人相比，你已经分别为圣。
But when he says with mercy, what is he saying?
但是什么是连续？
He's saying it's an act of the heart.
连续是发自你的心肠。
Because what happens when you show mercy is you identify with people.
当你有这样的连续的时候，你就是设身处地的为他人着想。
It's no longer about setting yourself apart, it's about coming together.
它不是让你与他人做出区别，而是让你与他人连结。
And I think it's interesting because then what happens is, okay, I'm a little too fast, but it's because it's about the heart.When God is challenging, Jesus is saying, look at the heart of the matter.
因为这是关乎爱心和连续。
When you start to serve people that are not like you, that are different from you, that are unclean in your eyes, in many ways, you're becoming more like Christ.
当你服侍与你不一样的人，你就会越来越像基督。
And I think it's interesting, in this passage, actually, the disciples of John see Jesus' disciples not fasting, and they're...Kind of going, why is Jesus not fasting?
然后下面经文我们看到约翰的门徒，来质疑，耶稣，你和你的门徒为什么不禁食？
And it's connected because the idea of fasting is what?
因为那什么禁食的意思是什么呢
？The idea of fasting is putting the body in subordination to your desire to pursue God in spirit.
禁食的操练是为了让你的身体来顺服灵魂。
So you're focusing on what? Committing your heart, your will, your heart to God.
所以你能够专心的来仰望神。
And then Jesus says, but look, and it's, I think it's in verse 14, he says, or 15, can the wedding guests mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? The days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast.
他在这里举的一个例子是说，新郎和陪伴的人同在的时候，陪伴之人岂能哀痛呢？但日子将到，新郎要离开他们，那时候他们就要禁食。
And I want you to focus on this idea. He's using the idea of marriage to talk about relationship with people.
所以他在这里讲到了这个婚礼的意思。
He's saying, look, when you have a relationship with God, when you have a connection with God, it is as though you are married to a person.
所以他说当你与上帝连接的时候，这个关系就像你与一个人结婚。
That's how powerful, that's how personal, that's how connected your relationship is truly.
所以你跟上帝的连接就是像这种关系一样的紧密，一样的强大。
And that brings me back to the idea then, how do we become cleansed from being so unclean?
然后接下来的问题就是我们如何通过这样的连接从不洁净变为洁净。
And I want you to remember, this is one of the most important things, is that in order for you to have become clean today,
为了让你成为洁净,
a great act of compassion has been done for you.
有很大的连续已经成就。
Because Jesus becomes the unclean.
那就是耶稣自己承担了这些不洁和污秽。
He takes upon himself the impurity of us.
他承担了我们的罪恶，我们的污秽。
Why? So that you and I can truly become clean before God.
好叫我们能够纯全圣洁，没有瑕疵。
One of the most powerful verses is 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21.
一段很有力的经文出自哥林多后书五章二十一节。
It says, For our sake, he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God.
神使那无罪的替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
The Christian has been made pure by the, purely by the grace of God.
我们基督徒是凭着上帝的恩典成为洁净的。
You've been given this not based on your own actions or your achievement.
这不是出于你个人的行为和成就。
But it was given to you freely through a call.
但是它是白白的给你的一个呼召。
It happens through a connection.
它是通过连接来实现的。
And now you are able to show it to the world. Compassion.
如今通过你的连续能够向世界显明出来这样的恩典。
And what Jesus says is, look, I'm going to sacrifice, but I'm also going to show you mercy.
所以在这里上帝他做出了这样的牺牲，然后显给我们这样的连续。
And so we bring this idea of compassion, mercy to others.
所以这样我们也可以把他的怜悯献给众人。
And this brings me to my last point.
这样我们就来到最后一点。
You see, if you read this passage very carefully, verse 13, the beginning of it is very interesting.
我们来看九章十三节，一开始头半段经文非常有趣。
I want you to, this is why I didn't call out the Pharisees today.
所以这里这不仅仅是在讲法利赛人。
No, I didn't call out the Pharisees today.
Okay, 所以我今天还没有
Yeah, 攻击。
论断。
Yeah, but the reason why I didn't is because if you look at the way Jesus speaks about the Pharisees, he says, "Go and learn what this means."
耶稣说，这句话的意思，你们且去揣摩。
And the idea of go, what really arrested me was the idea of journey. You have to go somewhere.
这里去这个动词就是说你要上路，走自己的路去。
He doesn't say you're hopeless. I don't want to love you anymore.
他没有说你们这些人无可救药，我不要再爱你们了。
He says.Go and learn what this means. Go study this. Go think about this. Go learn and work it out in your understanding.
但是说你们自己去琢磨，自己去想。
Give it time to go from your mind to your heart.
你用心而非用你的脑子去想。
And I think we all know people like this. In my life recently, I have a friend. I try to share Jesus with him. And I told him, and I've told you before, the this quote.
我最近就跟一个朋友有这样的交流，他这样说。
And I don't know who said it, but it says the greatest distance a person can travel is often from their mind to their heart.
有这样一个说法，一个人能走过最远的距离，就是从他的心，从他的脑子到他的心。
And I think that is the same journey we must all take.
所以我们每个人也要走过这样的距离。
And I think Jesus is giving them space to go do this.
所以耶稣能够让你这样去去走到你的心里。
And I think we can take with us today, especially those here that are Christian, this thought.
今天我特别要指出的一点基督徒的想法是
you cannot just be satisfied with living in this love. That's it.
基督徒你们不能只满足于你有上帝的爱。
It's an idea that you continue to desire to know him.
而是你要恒切的持久的来渴慕神。
And my best way of saying this, I've shared it before, but I'll say it again, is the idea of marriage. He uses it here.
就像这里举的婚姻的例子一样。
Marriage is not static.
婚姻不是一个静态的东西。
Yeah, that might, actually, it's somewhat sad. But the idea is marriage does not, you don't love the person, like, Wenjing doesn't just love Wu Tao on the day he married, or she married him, right?
就像文静不只是在结婚那天才爱吴涛。
But as the years have passed, every day they have learned to love each other for all the weird things they know about each other now that they didn't know before, right?
而是走过这么些的年月，他们越来越了解对方的一些奇怪的地方。
Sorry, that's, but I just saw the first couple and I just used them, right? But the idea is that we never stop falling in love with the person we marry.
所以我们总是不停的在爱上我们结婚的那个对象。
Every day you find new ways to fall in love. It's not static.
每一天你都有找到新的方式来爱上他，他不是静止不动的。
You grow with that love. You mature with it.
你也在这份爱里能够不停的成长，不停的成熟。
And as time passes, you fall more in love with what that person loves.
所以随着时间，你也越来越爱，去爱这个人所爱的事。
So maybe like your husband, okay, I don't know, I'm not married, so I can't say this. One day I will be. Pray for me, okay? But the idea is, I'm sure you might not have liked what your husband or your wife liked when you first started, but over time, it's like, yeah, I like it now.
所以一开始你可能不喜欢你的配偶所喜欢的东西，但是随着时间，也许你自己也会去喜欢。
And that's my point. You fall in love with whatever the person you love loves.
所以随着时间你就会越来越多的爱屋及乌。
As you come to know God and you fall in love with God deeper.
所以当你跟上帝之间你越来越深的爱上帝的时候。
Do you start to love what he loves?
你也会去爱他所爱的吗?
Do you start to care for what he cares about?
你也会去关心他所关心的吗?
You see, it starts to transform you.
他是这样的东西开始来改变你。
And I think that's the calling of the Christian and our commission is that we are to go and learn this, to become these people that can share this newness to other people.
所以我们基督徒也是蒙了这样的呼召来去爱别人来活出这样新的生命。
You see, Jesus knows you can't accomplish it on your own.
而且耶稣知道你自己你不可能靠自己行出来。
So he first pursues us.To show us that example of love.
所以他首先自己向我们显出他的爱。
And as a result, we have now a relationship where we are made clean to go help others to see the same love.
所以这样的结果就是我们每一个人都因着这样的爱被他所洁净了。
Perhaps today this is your call.
也许这就是你今天的呼召。
You should not be satisfied with the way you're living just now.
你不应该仅仅满足于你目前的这个生活方式。
You should want to love him more.
你应该更加的渴慕的，更多的爱主。
It's so important. You don't understand when everything I work on, I pray for, in doing ministry. This is my biggest desire for the body of Christ. I don't need to see you become a great teacher. Do you love Jesus more? That is the most biggest and comforting validation in any way as a teacher of the word.
所以当我来做这么多年做事工的时候我为耶稣基督的身体我为教会最大的祷告就是希望各位能够更深的爱主。
And so, I leave that with you today, the idea of call.
所以, 最后我们就是以这个呼召的来结束。
How will you respond?
你如何回应上帝的呼召?
Do you know in him, your impurity has been made fully pure?
你要知道在他里面, 你的污秽已经成为洁净。
Nothing can separate you from the love of Christ.
没有什么能使你与基督的爱隔绝。
Let us pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Father God,
亲爱的天父,
Lord, thank you so much.
我们感谢你。
Thank you so much for your love for me and for my community and my friends, my family and my brothers and sisters here.
感谢你如此的爱我, 如此爱我们的群体, 如此爱我们的弟兄姊妹。
Thank you for loving this world so much.
感谢你如此的爱这个世界。
Thank you for your grace that you have shown us, that you sent, that Christ would be willing and would come to save us from this impurity of this world.
感谢你愿意, 舍了你的儿子, 让基督耶稣来到世上来拯救我们。
Thank you that you don't ask us to just casually live life following you. You challenge us to grow in you, to mature in you, to think and to go and learn these things of compassion.
感谢你这样的呼召我们, 不是让我们三心二意的来跟随你, 而是让我们, 全心的, 更深的来渴慕你, 爱你。
I know there's some of us here, I feel it, that may perhaps they feel they don't deserve this love.
也许当中我们有些人觉得自己还不配这样的一份爱。
Lord, I pray that they would find the comfort from you, that you are the factor that will change that.
主啊,我求你自己亲自的, 能够歧视他们, 你是那个能改变他们的因素。
That their sins, whether in the past or in the present or the sins that they will make one day, they have all been placed, they have all been born by Jesus Christ on the cross.
他们, 过去现在将来, 一切的, 一切的罪孽过犯都已经, 在耶稣基督的十字架上, 已经偿还了。
And because Jesus experienced such a great suffering and great death for us,
因为耶稣为我们承担了那样大的痛苦, 那样的死,
His death has given us then hope as well.
他的, 受难同样给了我们盼望。
Because after 3 days, He resurrected, because You resurrected, Lord.
因为三天之后, 主啊, 你自己复活了。
And in that resurrection, You tell us that there is a new life that's made whole to be lived.
你的复活给了我们这样的应许和盼望, 这样我们可以, 也像你一样完全。
Lord, please let none of us leave with the casualness of just hearing the word and being entertained.
主啊, 让我们不要让我们当中只是, 随便听听这样的信息, 然后, 去过自己的生活。
Fill us with a deep conviction to know You personally.
让我们每一个人都有这样更深的 心意里有这样的心智能够跟随你。
To have You at the center of our hearts.
你这样来, 支配我们的心。
And Lord, may then we show compassion to the world.
主啊, 也求你让我们, 向我们周围的世界来显出你的怜悯。
So Lord, we give this time to You.
我们把这样的时间交在你的手上。
Jesus Christ's name.
祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。 Amen.
Amen.